On University at Albany Week, how do we encourage all STEM students to complete their studies? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Robbie Musa, professor of chemistry at the RNA Institute, looks into a solution.
The fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, have a well-documented lack of diversity. Although roughly the same percentage of Black, Indigenous, Latin, and other students of color initially select STEM majors at the same levels as white students, they end up graduating with a STEM bachelor's degree at half the rate of white and Asian students. This results in an underrepresentation of people of color in all types of science-related jobs. This outcome is not because students of color aren't motivated. In many cases, it is because the climate presents additional obstacles that are challenging and insurmountable. Through a $2.5 million grant from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, UAlbany is studying how to develop more inclusive ways of teaching STEM courses to overcome bias in traditional teaching methods and to improve retention and graduation rates for all students. The grant will allow us to replicate and scale an existing peer-led tutoring program that has shown success for students across all demographics, with disproportionately high positive impacts for students from historically underrepresented groups. Through the grant, we will expand this program to include all incoming STEM majors so that everyone will receive its benefits. Students will be partnered with tutors, academic advisors, and financial aid counselors, and there will be real-time monitoring of progress so that assistance can be provided at the earliest signs of academic distress. We will also be collaborating with STEM faculty in the design, testing, and implementation of pedagogical materials that are more inclusive of all learners. This will enable development of best practices that can be replicated on other campuses to advance student achievement and educational equity.
That was Robbie Musa of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.